Proverbs 15:4 says, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit." It is obvious that when a person blasphemes, promotes falsehood, tears people down without cause, you're looking at someone whose heart and mind is perverse. There is a breach in the spirit of that person. But this is also prevalent among people who claim to be Christians. And people come to me on a regular basis and say, "Pastor, I have a friend who claims to be a Christian and says this or that. How can that person be a Christian if they say or support such things?" And the answer is simple. I'm under no obligation to accept that person's profession of faith whenever their words and deeds contradict that profession. I have had people say, "I'm a Christian and I'm pro-choice." My response? I don't believe you. I cannot accept your profession of faith in Jesus Christ who died for sins when you are unrepentant about your support for the murder of unborn children. That person may say, "Well, I don't believe it is murder." And my response is, you're a liar. You know good and well that abortion kills an innocent unborn child. And I can prove it by the fact that if you wanted that little baby, you would refer to it as a baby and probably be considering names already and trying to find out if it's a boy or a girl. So the idea that you would lie and support murdering the most innocent human beings among us makes your profession of faith as a Christian ring hollow. And I will tell you that with rare exception by this point in the conversation, that person usually begins cussing and blaspheming and cursing me, confirming that they're not a born-again Christian. So I declare the biblical gospel to them and then call on them to repent or perish, and I leave it at that. Anyone claiming to be a Christian while promoting baby murder is perverted in their mind and soul and is exactly the kind of person being described in our proverb when it says, "But perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit." We closed our previous devotion with this verse, and I want to repeat it here. Isaiah 8:20 says, "To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." When a professing Christian, and that includes whole denominations like the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, the Presbyterian Church USA, the United Methodist Church, and so forth, identify themselves as sodomites and or sodomite allies, then that person and whole denomination has no light in them. They are perverse and exposing a breach in the spirit. And the examples could go on. A professing Christian given over to fornication, pornography, theft or embezzlement, physical spousal abuse, etc. Any number of things. But let's be clear, Christians can struggle with any sin and still be a Christian, but we're talking about those whose tongue is not wholesome as they promote and defend such wickedness. This isn't about a believer struggling to overcome such sin, but a person promoting and defending such things. That is the person whose heart is dark and described here, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. So when I'm asked about such people, I would tell you to ignore their profession of faith and confront them with their perversion and present the gospel. How that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15:3 through 4. Urge that person to stop pretending and to turn from their perversion toward Jesus Christ for salvation. Insist and repeat that the Christian submits to God's word and does not rebel against God's word. As Jesus said in John 14:23, Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." Our desire is to see souls saved, but letting deceived people go on in a false profession only assures their damnation. That is why we say, we love you enough to tell you the truth. Love people enough to do the right thing.